Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, every Christian basically knows cussing is a bad thing, that Christians ought not cuss. But what's wrong with it? What's wrong with cussing? A lot of people are just religious about it. They hear four-letter words and names, and they think, that's so bad, that's so bad. They ought not do that. That's bad. Yeah, well, what's wrong with it? What makes it bad? And a lot of times Christians are cussing too, just not in church. Right. You know, they hit their finger with a hammer or stump their toe, and boy, some select words come out and go, I'm sorry, Well, you shouldn't be as sorry that somebody heard you. You should be troubled that that was in you. To come out. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, one thing we got to watch is that the way you get full of something is by hearing it, seeing it, thinking it, talking it, but hearing it. You can get full of the Word by hearing the Word. Well, man, there's cussing all over the place. Basically, every TV show and commercials And some words you would have never heard in public 20, 30 years ago,
That's right.
It's commonplace now. People say these words like they're nothing.
Right.
And then folks look at you like, well, what's the big deal? And oh, it's just a blankety blank. It's just words. But see, this is an indication of how people have fallen from the honor of God. Nothing is sacred. Nothing is to be referred to with value or respect. But what's going on is that people are making an effort to debase and devalue a thing or a person. And it is the very nature and language of the devil himself. Come on, now think about it. When somebody, a lot of times it's when people get mad, they get hurt, they get upset, and they go into this rant. You blankety blank. You sorry blank. You the sorriest, lowest, blankety blank, blankety blank, blankety blank. What are they trying to do? They are making an intense effort to do something. What? What are they trying to do? They're trying to devalue, debase, demean. It's the exact opposite of honor. It's one of the most disrespectful, dishonoring things you could ever do. The devil knows more than most Christians do the importance of words. God created everything with His words, didn't He? The concept for all creation was inside Him. And He chose words and filled them with faith and life and said, light be. And as He said it and released it through His words, it came into existence. And the amazing thing is that you and I have been created in His likeness and image. And a big part of that is we have been made speaking spirits. Oh, it's an awesome privilege. We can choose any words we want. No animal, no being on the planet has this ability. I think there's a disservice that's been happening for some time, and it's considered an innocent thing. But with the animated movies and the cartoons and the storybooks, you got all these animals talking. And so what's wrong with that? A lot. Animals don't talk. And kids can imagine and attribute human characteristics to animals. And then it's a short leap from there that we're just an animal. Like a sheep or a goat, or, you know, if they could talk, they would say that you have no idea what your dog's thinking.
That's right.
It's probably about something to eat. 98% of the time. And all these people imagining and giving all these human qualities to these animals, and that they can speak and talk and do all this stuff. No, no. We are in a totally different class of being. We're made in the image and likeness of God, and we can choose words. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. Go to Proverbs. Proverbs, the 10th chapter, please. Basically, it's an interesting thing. If you look up the word profanity in the English dictionary, it says that it is irreverence. Irreverence, which is disrespect, dishonor. Cussing is basically disrespect. Proverbs 10, verse 18. He that hides hatred with lying lips, and he that utters a slander is a fool. Slandering, reviling, cursing is the language of fools. Are you a fool? Then if you're not, this stuff will not be in your mouth. This slandering, this language called. Look at the 12th chapter of Proverbs, just over a page or two. Proverbs 12 and 18. It says, there is that speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Should we get our minds renewed to the importance and power of our words? Listen to some other translations of this. The Basic English says, there are some whose uncontrolled talk, everybody say uncontrolled. Uncontrolled talk is like the wounds of a sword, but the tongue of the wise makes one well again. Complete Jewish Bible says idle talk. And if you look up the word idle, it means reckless, thoughtless, rash. Now, do you remember anything being said about idle words in the New Testament? Jesus talking about idle words. This is what he's talking about right here. Can pierce like a sword. Well, what does a sword do? You take a blade, sharp sword, and I stick it in Jim here. It pierces into him, cuts him. The Bible said words can do that. True or not? Can words pierce like a sword? Words can kill, and words can make alive. Words can hurt, and words can heal. There's been more than one occasion in the Bible where prophets prophesied and people fell dead.
That's right.
They heard the words and they died. There's been other times when words were spoken and people came right out of the coffin.
Amen.
Came right out of the tomb. Words. The world is oblivious to this, and most of the church. But you don't have to be.
No.
Sit out loud, life and death,
life and death
is in the power of the tongue.
Is in the power of the tongue.
My words.
My words.
Matter. Do they?
Yes.
Can you just talk recklessly and thoughtlessly? No. People do, and then they see the aftermath and the damage, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, that'd be like me getting a new sword. And I mean, it's razor sharp. But I just get mad. I get so mad, I don't know what I'm doing. And I just start thinking that thing around, and I cut you, and I stick you, and I look up, and I kind of come to myself and calm down a little bit, and I go, oh, you're bleeding, you're missing a finger, you're missing an ear, and your face is cut open, and I'm going, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Yeah, but you're still cut. And it's my fault. I'm the one swinging the blade. It is not okay for you or I ever to go off into some mad, hurt rant.
That's right.
and say all manner of demeaning and hurtful things and then go, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, I'm sorry. No, that's what the Bible is saying. For every idle word, you will give an account. That's what Jesus said. That's what he's talking about. Idle comes back right to these verses. Use the same word. Reckless, thoughtless, piercing words. But think about this. The tongue of the wise does what?
Brings healing.
Brings healing. Now what is wisdom? Wisdom looks ahead. And wisdom is choosing words to accomplish a desired effect. Come on, can you see this? You're not just talking and ranting and raving. You're speaking on purpose to accomplish a definite thing. And the Bible says when you speak words like that of life and wisdom, it can actually heal people. Just like the other can hurt people, this can heal people. Friend, this is a wonderful thing. I said, this is a wonderful thing. Think about it. God can have his hand on you if you'll yield to this to such a degree that you always have the right word at the right time. Somebody can be down and they can be hurting and God will give you words like apples of gold in pictures of silver. They are the perfect word for the situation and you say it with the right tone in faith. I've had the Lord use me this way before with other ministers, with my own people and they were hurting and they didn't know what to do and they're at the end of the rope and I didn't know what to do, but the Lord gave me the words. He gave them to me and I knew when he gave them to me, they were beyond me. They were bigger than me and I thought, glory to God, this will do it. Thank you, Lord. And I shared it with them and I could just see the pressure coming out of their face. I could just see instead of crying, they wiped their tears and even begin to laugh and victory begin to come back in them. Isn't that better than piercing like a sword? Can God give you words that'll build people up, that'll make them strong, that'll give them love, joy, peace, long suffering, all the fruit of the Spirit? Can God use your mouth? Let's make up our mind. In fact, let's just say it out loud. I will not let my mouth, let my words be used by the devil to slander people, to hurt people, to devalue people. But I say, Lord, speak through me. Give me words that will encourage, that'll strengthen, that will help, that will heal, that will make strong and bring victory. Words of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's who you are. You're a child of light. You're a child of life, a child of God. When he speaks, life comes. You are your Father's child. When you speak, life comes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me